So you're called to be a mission multiplier, and but maybe you're called to even be a mission multiplier who raises funds for missions supporting Christian leaders and its ministries of the Institute, the Alliance, and the College. If that's the case, it would be good to really get a good theological synthesis ministry training organization. We should understand fundraising from the perspective of ministry. The first thing that we see as ministers is that God owns all the resources. I remember as a child, He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. And He does. He owns the whole world. It's in His hands. Colossians 1 verse 16, "For by Him all things are created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by Him and for Him." So He owns it all. I remember when I was young, a young pastor, there was an elder who talked about various projects, and he would go back to that Sunday school song, "He owns the cattle on a thousand hills." And if He wants to slay one or two for a ministry purpose, He certainly can and will do it. As I reflect on that, I would laugh about that when He would say that. But as I reflect upon my ministry over the last four decades, I find that the resources are there as God raises them. It's not ourselves. It's not about ourselves. And Christianity is such a wise use of resources. If I think about like these billionaire companies and billionaires all over the world, and I see how much ability these companies have for making money, but how poorly they spend money. They can hire all these people. People are very non-productive, but because they have such a scalability, whereas ministry is in the trenches, and how effective ministry is. I look at our Christian leaders' budget. Christian leaders' budget in 2023 is less than $2 million, and yet it's scalable all over the world. Any type of business that does stuff has large budgets. Now, I say this not to say that we're better than anybody else, but when you promote Christian leaders as a fundraising cause, you are going to have the financials. Somebody may be extremely interested to see how efficient we are at spending money, and you will be able to see that as well. Anyway, we believe that God raises up ministries and funds them. God sets up priests in the Old Testament with a provision. Collections were taken for the church in Jerusalem. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 3. "Then when I arrived, I will give letters of introduction to the men you approve and send them with your gift to Jerusalem." I love how Paul is transparent. Like, there's a need, we fill it. There's a need for ministry training. And God raises up those who have that interest. Now, if you are called to be a mission multiplier, know that your motive is very important. 2 Corinthians 2:17, "Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ, we speak before God with sincerity, like men sent from God." If you talk to someone and it's clear that your motive is free ministry training available to every rank, every race, every region of the world, is available for us in our local community, and that this ministry is all about that, and you testify that you know the truth in your heart about how Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and people see you, they see you're not about money. You know, there used to be this phrase, "Oh, that person's just a fundraiser." And I remember throughout my ministry life, I would meet occasionally these fundraisers that seem to me overwhelming in their everything comes down to dollars given. And I remember put off by that. And that's what often happens. And, I play golf, and there's like charities that I'll be part of. And I noticed that prayerfully and thankfully, I noticed that I've not seen that so much in Christian ministries, but I've seen that in charities that are like, just national charities or charities for things. We'd have a golf outing, and the whole thing was about money and money goals and all of that. Now, maybe that hit my sensitivities wrong, but I felt like it was unclear, was this money about the charity or was this money about just like trying to be this nonprofit that makes money? Now, again, I know that I might be characterizing this a little unfairly, but I do know this. As a ministry multiplier, as a mission multiplier, our passion is Jesus Christ, and to keep that before you in your heart. Fundraising is ministry. When you help people give, you help their walk. Philippians 4 verse 17. Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for that which may be credited to your account. In some ways, this seems a little bit interesting how the Apostle Paul talks about money and gives it accredited to your account. Now, I know that my theology says that somebody is not justified by how much money they give. But yet, in some ways that maybe we don't totally understand, that in the kingdom of heaven, all of our deeds and all of our things that we do, there is a reward. And that reward goes with us. So the Apostle Paul knows that everything we do, all the good works we are part of, in some sense, carry over into heaven. And I understand that. I have met with wonderful philanthropic men and women, and they feel good that someday in the whole scheme of things, even their giving was about glorifying God as one of the works by which God will say, well done, good and faithful servant. We're in a Bible study right now with a bunch of men on Thursday, and we're talking about how difficult it is for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's like a camel going through the eye of the needle. It was like very difficult. A camel could go through this little entrance into a village. They called it the needle. And to go through there, it was really odd and strange for the camel to do it. But a camel could, in fact, do it. But it was very difficult to do. They had to take everything off the camel, and they had the kneeling and all of that. It was possible, but very difficult. Well, we often talk about that, but I know that for people with means, to be able to give back is wonderful. It is part of their sanctification journey to get through that eye of the needle, to know that everything they have belongs to God. So if you are called to be a fundraiser for Christian leaders, what's important is to develop a cultivation funnel. And what that is to be able to get people at different levels of giving, and they want to do it. People who give monthly, people who will give one-time year gifts. There's an old Sunday school song, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. And a lot of times, giving is like that. There are times when you have a very thin relationship with someone and they want to give. But there's others where it's a very deep relationship. They really want to see you for who you are. I also notice that there's people that are deeply connected with Jesus Christ, and they are going to give to a lot of charities that serve and glorify the Lord. And some who have very little connection with even the Lord, maybe they go to church, they read the Bible, but they're not really into ministry training, they're not really into raising up ministers. And all of a sudden, they will come with a very committed and long-term monetary support for ministry training, and I've seen all of that. I think of Acts 4, verse 36 about Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he'd own and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. Here's a guy deeply walking with the Lord and very much just says, look, I'm going to divest some of my assets to support ministry, ministry training, the movement of Jesus Christ. And I would have loved to meet Barnabas, because I believe he had a deep and wideness to his life. You know, here he was. Many people believe he's one of the 70. Some scholars do. He was the guy who had a real compassion for Saul when he was persecuting Christians. Saul became Paul, the great apostle. He had a compassion for Mark, and that was a disagreement with Paul in that whole missionary journey dispute, and later they all got together on that. And yet he was a generous man. This was a guy who was all into ministry and all into giving for ministry. If you're going to be a mission, a mission multiplier, it really is going to come down to relationship. Is, you know, I love how this donor, this patron, is connected to the Apostle Paul. Philemon 8:9 says, therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do, yet I appeal to you on the basis of love. I then, as Paul, an old man and now a prisoner of Christ Jesus. You know, what I love about that, first of all, is how the Apostle Paul, he knows, like, the only reality is Jesus Christ. In this whole matter of Onesimus, he could then command Philemon to give the gift of Philemon's freedom, and just for that, his help. In a sense, there's a gift in kind there, a donation. But he right away is saying, hey, look, it's all about consent, your consent, and it's all about partnership. And we see that he says, so if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done anything wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. Again, I find that just so amazing, how the Apostle Paul is in partnership with Philemon. So much so, just look at this passage. I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do will be spontaneous and not forced. You know, that's something I have learned. You can never guilt someone, or I suppose you can, but as a mission multiplier for Christian leaders, we never guilt anyone. If they feel the urgency to want to give, great. If they don't, they don't. But our attitude is just to share what free ministry training is all about. And really, one more thing is pray for those who become givers. I always thank my God and remember you in my prayer. So the Apostle Paul sees Philemon as a patron, as a donor, as someone who is sponsoring a lot of ministry, and he remembers him in his prayers, because you see, in the end, fundraising, multiplying mission, partnership, vision partners, it's all about ministry. So even at Christian Leaders, I think of all of the help that you have given, many of you who are becoming vision partners, and it's a ministry to you to give, to contribute, to build, and all of this we do together. So as you think about being trained as a mission multiplier, think of this at essence as a ministry. In this class, we've talked about sharing free ministry training. In this case, we're talking about sharing a giving opportunity. And yes, this is, will be all connected to you receiving a 20% stipend, ministry share, an affiliate support. And that's because we want to basically allow you to create a movement in your area for ministry training, and also to that local funding also supporting a movement worldwide. There are so many places in the world where there is such an inequality of income. In America, the United States, we are so blessed, in Europe, so blessed in some of these places. And there are some places that desperately need the opportunity for ministry training to be delivered free and with little financial obligation. And we get to be a part of making that